Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for the human being. The path for forgiveness, bakshish, the methods and tools that Allah ta'ala has given to us to attain bakshish, forgiveness, on that, upon those, and most hard of all, we could say from both sides, difficult, Allah ta'ala has given us the tools to attain bakshish. Not once, not twice, many times over in the Qur'an, Allah ta'ala has mentioned this point regarding forgiveness and the way to attain forgiveness was naturally in the fitrat of insan. Allah ta'ala has verily given us the ability or capacity to commit sins. Even if a person is on the straight path, he commits sins. There are many means to sins. There's the eyes and the tongue and the body and the thinking, through which everybody commits sins, and shaitan surrounds a person always that somehow this individual commit the sin, disobey Allah, do something wrong. Shaitan tries to trap us. So Allah is Kareem. Allah has prepared the cancellation of that, of the sins and the problems. Tubu ila Allah, tawbatan nasuh. Allah has created the solution. Such a beautiful solution Allah has made. It's a short kalima, short statement, that don't worry about your sins, just do one task, one action. That do tawbah to Allah, repent to Allah. That's it. Then what will occur? Allah Ta'ala says that the fire of Jahannam, the fire of hell, will be haram for you, unlawful for you. Now, man might be doing zina, stealing, and committing theft, and saying wrong to others, doing wrong to others. Has he got any chance? Has he got any luggage for the hereafter to be saved? Which sin will he avoid? Which sin will he be able to answer? And collectively, overall, Allah doesn't say just about each sin, but all of the sins, from the tongue, from the eyes, from the hands, from the stomach, from haram, from wrong, from everything, Allah will question us. Allah will account. But a person should turn to Allah and say, Allah, I seek forgiveness, forgive me. Allah says, I haven't just forgiven you, rather I've made you my friend. Subhanallah, I've made you my friend. What a beautiful effect of that tawbah, repentance. How much power Allah has put into repentance. How effective that the earth, it shakes when a person commits sins, some sins. Do you know? The birds and the animals, they start shaking. What's happened to this human being? He's sinning. When a human being, when he goes to another person, he grabs a knife and he's cutting the neck of a person. Tell me, the earth and the skies, they start to shake, tremble. There's no other reason. What's the reason? That the money, for example, that he's got in his pocket, shall I take his money out? They kill him. They go to someone's house, there's gold. That person, they just want to grab that gold. Such a small thing. Not one, not two, but they shoot all of the inhabitants of the house. And this me, you, insan, human beings are doing these actions. Imagine just for these commodities, when a person becomes like an animal, jinnat going to him and shaitani thoughts, and his mind is dulled out and blacked out. And he just loses his understanding, doesn't know, this is my mother, my sister, what am I doing, who am I speaking to? This is insan. Insan. And when a person's like this, insan, that Allah Ta'ala's earth that we are living on, and the earth says, the sky says, Allah, take this wretched person away from the earth. All of the people in the world, they've been affected. Wherever he goes around the world curses him. They send la'an on the person, the earth. They request to Allah, please take this person away from me. The house curses the person. Allah, allow the roof to fall down and cave down onto this person's head. Destroy him. This insan who is disobeying you, Allah, who's doing wrong to other people, and he's walking around big-headed on the world, on the face of the earth. Tell me how Allah is Kareem, merciful, subhanAllah. Allah says, don't worry, he's still alive, isn't he? Ruju ila Allah. Come towards me, come back to me, subhanAllah. Come back to me, O insan. O insan, come back to me. Allah loves his creation. The earth, the heavens are rejecting that person, cursing him. The oceans and the skies and the birds and the animals, they all dislike him. They understand he's sinning. But what is Allah saying? Ruju ila Allah, come towards me. Come near to me. Turn back to me. Why do you worry? I mean, if you haven't died yet, come. Turn to me. But when you die, then such big adab will be waiting for that person starting from the grave. And he will say, oh, he's dying, he's passing away. That the person, he dies in a bad way. He dies with those sins without doing tawbah. Rather, Allah Kareem is saying, oh, madman, at least you should have implemented what I told you to. Allah Ta'ala even told Pharaoh, that you sinned, okay, fair enough. But didn't you know about my mercy? Didn't you know about my mercy? Didn't you not understand my mercy? Musa, you kept on saying Musa. If you had said Allah, I would have forgiven you. Allah says, Subhanallah. Why are you calling out Musa, O Fir'aun? Call out to his Rabbah, Allah Ta'ala said. But if you had said once Allah with a true, honest heart, sincere heart, I would have annulled and wiped away all your sins and made you my friend and sent you into paradise. But look here, he didn't do that. He didn't take the opportunity, he didn't grab it. Me and you should think, I'm thinking about myself, you are pious people, pious brothers. I'm saying, oh, you madman, you've got so many sins inside you and you're full of sins. Why are you wasting your time? Do you have any guarantee that maut is very far away? Death is far away, is it? Could come any time. Why are you wasting your time? Go to Allah and say, Allah, forgive me. Then you will enter into Allah's mercy. You will have no worries, no issues, no problems. Allah will give His special favor to you. Allah says, when you seek forgiveness, you ask me to forgive you, then the heavens and the earth, they change. Those same oceans and the earth and all the natural resources that were cursing that person, they start to do dua for that person, give him treasures. Whatever he puts his hand on is barakah upon barakah. The earth and the heavens, it brings out its treasures, and the heavens is the rain down, the rahmah, the mercy of Allah. In other words, his fortunes change. They transform. He becomes such an insan that if a person with a broken heart comes to him and says, I'm distressed and upset, if he raises his hands, even the dua for that person will be accepted. Subhanallah. For the third party, do we want to die in a bad way? Then don't we want to die in this better way that I'm explaining? So why are we delaying? Take hold of my hand and do tawbah to Allah, and that's it. End the story. Subhanallah. What are you thinking about? You know. But even then we don't want to. I don't have yaqeen on these things. We say, oh, the sins are there, let's leave them. How will we wash the sins, my brothers? That this cloth I'm wearing, these clothes, and if the tea spills onto my clothes, tea stains, and I'm lazy, okay, leave it, or I'll wash it in the machine sometime, and I keep on wearing the clothes and the stain dries, oh, khair, okay, automatically they'll go away. But the tea, the spill came onto my clothes, and then the stains come onto the clothes. Yes, and the stains won't come out, they dry up. And this is tea, but what about if on time I wash the tea stain, say subhanallah, on time, before it dried totally, if I stood there, took the kameez off, put it into the machine, or rubbed it with my hands with the water, then why are we making our sins permanent? Allahu Akbar. We're making our sins permanent. We're saying, I don't have no sins. It's not my fault. Allah Ta'ala, you know when a human being wakes up in the morning, when he goes to sleep in the night, and that he doesn't look like, oh, how much salah have I prayed? We're going to go to our bed tonight, aren't we? Are you going to go to your bed, or are you going to stay up all night long? Subhanallah. Eh? Are you going to go to your beds? Yes, so what will Allah look at? Allah looks at us. What will He see? He will say to the angels, not how much salah has he prayed, how much fasting has he done, how many tasbih has he recited, how much Quran has he completed? No, Allah Ta'ala doesn't look at these. Allah says, leave these things. Tell me about this human being. How many sins has he committed? How many sins? Give me the list of his sins. What can I say to you? I speak about myself. That those amal that we do, they're like dots, and the whole sheet of us is black. In the night, when our report is requested, when we looked with our eyes at the wrong thing, we said something wrong with our tongue, we did wrong with somebody, we backbited against somebody, we lied, we thought about revenge on somebody, we thought bad. The whole list is made of the sins. Allah Ta'ala says that He will sleep with this dirt and impurity on His account. Oh servant, you are sleeping like this? You're going to sleep like this in the night? Has anybody like this who's got so much dirt on him, stool, excrement, urine, will anybody sleep like this? Hajisab, can you sleep like this if you've got dirt on you? Nobody will sleep like this. Nobody. The yard, let me have a wash, let me have a bath and wash my body. Doesn't matter how sleepy you are. But first and foremost, you're going to the toilet, bathroom, and you'll get the water in the bucket and the soap. Me and you, what do we do? What do we do? Tell me. What do we do? We say, do we firstly accept that we are dirty and pure? Is anyone here who's pure in this country, tell me? Do we accept? the shaitan has deceived us then, hasn't he? Okay, then why don't you wash and have a bath before you go to sleep? Why don't you wash and have a bath? Why don't you bathe? Allah Ta'ala says that a person who comes to bed and he says to me three times, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah Ta'ala Rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayh. Three times if we say this on the bed, Allah Ta'ala says, totally I wash him, purify him, and I make him free from the sin. Subhanallah, subhanallah. That's it. But we don't even do this. I'm sleepy, tired, and shaitan, he puts into our mind such thoughts that without us saying astaghfirullah, he makes us go to sleep in that state of sin and we feel sleepy. But if all day long I did dhikr, I had fikr, I've committed sins, I shouldn't sleep like this, I shouldn't do this and that, then most definitely from my tongue, or that person's tongue, will come out these kalimat. But we don't worry that we're sinful. We don't worry. We have no worry, concern that we've committed sins. We have no concern that we don't even care. We think, oh, what will our sins do to us? What's a sin? How is surah? What's a sin? Tell me now. Sin equals in front of our Rabb, we stand firm and say, it doesn't matter what we're doing, do what you want to do. That's what sin means. Allahu Akbar. This is the definition. We are standing, you know, you say it's haram. I say to you in front of you today, I will eat haram. I'm standing on your earth. Okay, hey, look, I'm eating haram, consuming haram. What's going to happen now? Astaghfirullah. I know this is haram, my earnings, I'm lying, I'm eating, do what you're going to do to me. This is called disobedience to Allah and continue to sin flagrantly. Every sin has a condition and this is the state of the sin. So tell me, will we sin? When we sin totally nafsiyati, we're doing this in our nafs. You know, if I say don't do it, for example, your child, you say to him that from here, don't take the grass, how dare you, don't remove this grass. You say, do what you want, I'm picking it up. How will you feel if he says this to you, challenges you, and you'll say, how dare you? And don't, Allah says in the morning, don't eat haram, don't lie. Okay, I don't like it, I dislike it. And in turn for this, I'll give you halal. And you say, do what you want, Allah, I'm going to eat this, I'm going to take this, that's it. And we're signing, eating haram. And wrongfully taking what's not, as Allah says, that Allah says, I dislike this, don't look at this, don't look with your eyes, do what you want, Allah, we say, but I'm going to look at this with my eyes. This is called committing the sins. We are challenging Allah. Allah even then in the night says, that okay, fair enough, whatever nonsense you've done in the day, your Rabb is saying now that don't sleep like this, your list will be prepared and it will become permanent. Your scars and blots will become permanent. Ask for Allah's forgiveness now. We go to sleep after today. Promise everybody that we will recite istighfar and then go to sleep. Do you promise? InshaAllah. And let it come to your mind before you go to the bed, when you're about to go to your mattress and sleep, then at that time, sit on the side of your bed and do this action. Don't lie down. This should be your last action of the day, isn't it? Because then a person, for example, lies down, then a phone call will come, then he starts again. Oh, at least do this action though. So this is kachi tawbah, weak tawbah. But the true action is what? The proper action is that to permanently remove the blots. Do we want to do this? Then what do we need to do for that? Tawbah, repentance. Repentance. Nonsense speaking, we're wasting our time, nonsense lifestyle. How can this be? Do we want to make our scars of our sins permanent? Allah Ta'ala has prepared a beautiful solution. Make this a routine in your life, solid routine, that without tawbah there'll be no success. Okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. Now tawbah, repentance. Allah's forgiveness. You are the people who are sitting here. We have done tawbah and we are sitting here. And the tariqah is the highest tariqah of tawbah. There are many methods of doing tawbah, repenting, like going to the bank of your bed, read kalimat, astaghfirullah, do astaghfar, tasbih, that you can do tawbah. Let's mention the methods, techniques, but there's a very strong technique, let's mention. And it's a method coming from many centuries. And Surah Mumtahana, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned the method for doing tawbah. Allah Ta'ala has clearly told us the whole tariqah Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Allahu Akbar. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said that Allah says that the believing women are coming to all the men folk, same applies, subhanAllah. And this is where the silsila starts for a minute. So Allah Ta'ala says he's the sheikh. He's the sheikh of his area, and this man's coming to the sheikh. Just like you are coming now, isn't it? You've come to do dhikr. Yes? So Allah Ta'ala has made the places for dhikr to happen. This person will go to this place. I've sent this person to do the duty, and he will spread the deen, or he will host dhikr, and you have to do dhikr. And this is his surgery. This is where he will go and improve people, reform people, teach people. Allah says, that go to him. A person will come to him. Then what will he do? He will not ask for anything. What does he do? Allah says, what will he do when he goes to different places to teach dhikr? And what will people do when they go there? Tawbah. Have you done tawbah up to now? Whoever's done tawbah, put your hands up. Has anyone done tawbah? And whoever has not done tawbah, then you put your hands up. That have you ever gone to anyone a teacher? Have you gone to him and said, I want to do tawbah? If you haven't, then why are you rejecting this verse of the Quran? That if you say, I have not found somebody to do tawbah to, is then Mawlana Sahib, say to Mawlana Sahib, do tawbah for me. Can you post my tawbah? Please advise me. We have to take somebody's hand, isn't it? But if you continue to reject, Allah's mentioning, guiding, advising, whoever hasn't done tawbah, do it straight away. There's no loss. It's not a waste of time. You don't have to spend your money. All you have to do is that one great mention of the Quran, then you are accepting Allah Ta'ala's order of the Quran. Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu idha ja'akumul mu'minatu muhajir. That Allah Ta'ala says that when the believing women come, then Allah says that I don't want you to go to Jahannam, to hellfire. Allah says this is a very strong and impactful tawbah. Allahu Akbar. That Allah has mentioned his Habib, and he said that these people, they will come to you and they will do tawbah. Not normal people, the mu'min, women and men, the sahabiyah who had iman, great status, they were coming to do tawbah. So what we realize that everyone is in need of doing tawbah. Allahu Akbar. Let's mention this clearly. Every man, living man, will have to go to a sheikh and say, Hazrat, please teach me how to do tawbah. It doesn't matter how much tasbih you do, thikr you do, but you have to do tawbah at the hands of a sheikh. Will you do this in your life? Whoever delays this, then he will lose out. He will lose out. Allah has mentioned this in the verse, in Surah Mumtana. That, O my Nabi, when the believing women come to you seeking bay'ah, pledge of allegiance with you, that Allah says, Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu idha ja'aka al-mu'minatu yubayyinaka ala an la yushrikna billahi shay'a. I won't do shirk, I won't do sins, I won't cut my beard, I won't do this, X, Y, Z. Yes, you do tawbah. Allah says, okay, fine. That's fine. Okay, you've done tawbah. So now you're promising, and I'm listening. Now the reward starts. So the reward starts. First is the action. Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu idha ja'aka al-mu'minatu yubayyinaka ala an la yushrikna billahi shay'a. So all the sins are lined up, and the person says, I'll do tawbah from these sins. Then Allah Ta'ala gave the message, that, oh, my Habib, my Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my beloved, that whoever's doing tawbah now my Habib will raise his hands, and he will do dua for you, and do istighfar for you, and he'll pray to me for you. Allahu Akbar. Nabi Sallallahu was then told to raise his hands. And the pious elders have said, whoever does a tawbah today goes to a wali Allah, to a sheikh, and does tawbah. The Nabi al-Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Madinatul Manawwara, raises his hands for that person. Allahu Akbar, does dua for that person. So now you tell me, if Rasulullah sallallahu is doing dua, Allah forgive him. Nothing else, Allah forgive him. It's a great action. Great request. Whoever's not forgiven, hellfire Allah, he's made mistakes, he's come to you, he's saying, I won't do these sins again. He's making a solid promise. Okay. Allah Ta'ala says, fine. He's asking for forgiveness. He was asking for forgiveness. But Allah says, Inna Allah, Allahu Akbar. Inna Allah, I am Allah, Subhanallah. I am Allah, Allah says. And will I not consider his request? Allah says, I am Allah, Subhanallah. Ghafoor. Subhanallah. First, Nabi was told to do dua for them. فَبَايِعْهُنَّ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُنَّ اللَّهِ. Then take them into your bayah and pray to Allah for their forgiveness. Then Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. I have the full power. I can take everyone out of Jahannam. Nobody can question me. Is anybody to ask Allah? Challenge me? Allah says, who can challenge me with my decisions? I'm the Malik, the owner of hellfire, paradise. I can take everyone I want. How can you say sinful? I can send the sinful people to paradise and the pious people to hellfire. Is anyone who can challenge me? There's no principle in front of me that anyone can say they challenge me. There's no asool. It's Allah's decision. Allah can do what He wants. Allahu Akbar. So Allah Ta'ala says, I'm Ghafoor. That's it. Whatever he's done, he can forget his previous life. From the young life, youth, to now, until he took the hand of the sheikh, me, the Rabb, Allah says, Rabbul Alameen, all of his sins are cancelled, deleted, annulled, void. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. How great a transaction. How great a transaction. Nowadays it's so simple for the women and the men folk, alhamdulillah, that there's no need now to go on a journey. And you can phone up and say, Hazrat, I want to do tawbah. And the Hazrat says, fine, recite the kalimat. And the tawbah is done there and then. During the phone dialogue from America, a person speaking. And he's doing tawbah in Bolton, his sins are being forgiven, subhanallah. A woman, she cannot go on the journey. Where she sat, Singapore she's sitting in. Tell me, where's Singapore? From there she's saying. And look at the difference, 10 hours plus 10, GMT. And she's saying, I want to be Ba'ath, Hazrat, and it's a duty to get up at the same time. Allah says, I am sending that person. How dare you that you do not host that person's tawbah? Witness that person's tawbah, repent, recite. And I have to put the phone on and go to sleep. Allahu Akbar. 24 hours job now. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Yes, not a small minor job of God. The whole dunya somewhere. It's 11 p.m., 12 midnight, 3 a.m., 2 a.m. Nafil ibadat. Then break it. Break it. A person's coming to do tawbah. Maybe shaitan will attack the person. All the sins will be in your head. Straight away leave your nafil at that time. Say, yes, what is it? What do you want? You want to do tawbah? Okay, come and do tawbah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. And for who? The sinful woman who's just done zina. Who's just done zina. She's just sworn at somebody. She's done fahash, immodest actions. For her, Allah says, wake up, my friend. Leave your salah, your nafal, voluntary action. That person's calling you. And respond and carry out the action of tawbah for which you have been selected. But we still don't do tawbah. So much technology has become easy. What was it before? Where's the sheikh? Would have to go. He's going somewhere traveling. You have to travel on the camels and on animals. You're traveling just to meet the waliullah so that we can do tawbah, do bayah, so our sins can be removed. Miles and miles. Ask our Aqabirin pious elders. Hindustan, India, they stood up and they traveled to Makkatul Mukarramah. Great sheikhs. That the wali of Allah will come to Makkah and will do tawbah there. That generation, if you went on a journey, you'd go by ship. Where the boat stopped, maybe it stopped for a month. If it broke down, no food, no water. And you're not going with the knee of Hajj, not knee of Umrah. For this reason, that there's a Wali Allah in Makkah or somewhere. Let's go there. Who? Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah, Hazrat Qasim Nanotri Rahmatullah, Hazrat Saran Puri, Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullah. Great scholars who was guaranteed, the earth was guaranteed that these people are forgiven. They said, no, if we cannot do this action that the Quran has told us, then we won't have yaqeen that our tawbah has been completed. These were the people, Allahu Akbar. How did they arrive there? What were the conditions when they traveled with difficulties? Just to meet the Wali Allah, please give us bayah. Allow us to pledge allegiance in your hands and allow us to do tawbah. And if we're sitting in front, the shaykh is there, we don't dare. How shaitan has tied the chains to our hands and our bodies, tell me, my friends. How many chains shaitan has wrapped around our hearts, our minds, doesn't let us move. That these chains will be unlocked and unshackled in hellfire. Shaitan says, I don't want you to do tawbah. Doesn't matter if the sheikh's in front of you. Brother, will you do tawbah? Yes, let's look. This is the reality. Those women, men, children, brothers, everyone who's listening, the phone, pick the phone up and do tawbah. Do tawbah. Let's continue now. Do you understand this point now? Okay. Next, after tawbah, yes, somebody's done tawbah. All these people who've done tawbah. Now there's the true tawbah and the weak tawbah. I'll tell you the sign. Listen carefully. Listen attentively. True tawbah and weak tawbah. If you go on to the wali Allah, we've done tawbah, pledge allegiance, done bayah. So what's the true tawbah? Strong tawbah. What's the weak tawbah? The false tawbah. There are two types of tawbah. Person's gone. He's taken the hand of the wali Allah, the sheikh. And Allah is khabir and basir. Allah knows when he takes the hand, he does tawbah at that time. Then he's reached to that position. He's thinking in his heart, I can't leave these sins. It's too hard for me. Say, Subhanallah. Subhanallah. I'll do tawbah. I'll do bayah. That cigarette, I'll have to carry on smoking after. Oh, I can't leave music. Music will not leave my life. I do this action, says the sister. This action won't go. Okay, I'll do tawbah, but these sins will continue. Allah knows everything. Allah is aware. So a person is doing tawbah. And it's the proper tawbah, the grade one tawbah bayah, as Allah's mentioned in this surah Mumtahana. But she says inside, oh, I won't be able to leave the sins. I'll do tawbah today. I'll leave the sins later, sometime in the future. And the person's all the wasawi is whispering of shaitan nafs, but he's done tawbah. So this is the sign of what? What grade of tawbah? A person who takes the hand like this, Subhanallah. Yes? If a person takes the hand and does true solid tawbah, what's the sign? That if the insan does true tawbah, this is different to what we've just discussed now, described. Totally finished. No more sins. My life may come to an end, but I will not commit sins. I won't consume haram. I'll die hungry. This is also tawbah. And the other tawbah, I don't know. It's too difficult. Okay, it doesn't matter. We'll see how it goes. Slowly, slowly, I'll leave it. I've done tawbah, isn't it? Okay, that's fine. So what's the sign now? The sign is this. That the person who does weak tawbah, kachi tawbah, from that person's body and life, the sins and the bad actions will not eliminate, will not leave. Many people have seen they've done bayah, but the sins and the defects are still present. They're continuing in their bad old ways. And people think that he has done tawbah, he's repented, and he's still doing the same actions. In reality, he hasn't done tawbah, he hasn't done proper tawbah, it's weak tawbah. We talk about all the actions he's done, apparently, visibly. But if he's carrying on with those same sins, the same way his salah is weak, his sab is the same, his earnings are wrong, and he's doing wrong actions, and he's become half of this and half of that, half a partridge, half a quail, etc. People say he's done true tawbah. What's he doing now? He's bad with that sheikh. He's got a connection with that teacher. Why isn't the sharia in his home? Why isn't the right action coming to his home? Why is he scared? Why doesn't he leave the wrong? Why does he do this? Sometimes he's like this, sometimes like that. But he's done tawbah, everything. He says that I've done tawbah. He says he's taken the hand of the sheikh. The reason he hasn't done true tawbah. And if a person doesn't do true, proper tawbah, then the sins are not removed from within that person. The sins continue. Then complaints. Though the sins, I'm not finishing the sins, I can't leave the sins, I've done tawbah, I did bayah. People complain, don't they? I can't leave sins, I did tawbah, I did bayah the shaykh's hand, I'm still doing sins. I did tawbah, I repented all of it, I'm still doing wrong. Oh, servant of Allah, you ask yourself when you're promising to Allah, that did you make a proper 100% intention, I won't do it again? At that time you're double-minded. But the person who's made a true 100% promise with Allah and done a solid tawbah, then it's your hand, is in my hand. Subhanallah, end of story. That's how strong is that pact. And he's scared that I've done such a big action. If I break this pact, break the agreement that I've made with Allah, there'll be an agreement, then a storm will come. If the pact is broken, because the earth and the heavens and the skies and the crust of the earth are witnesses that I've done tawbah, that I took the hand of the sheikh. Allah forgive him. Allah forgive him. And if the person continues with the old sins, then there'll be no way out. So he says, that's it. The proper tawbah, but this is the sign of true tawbah, then no wrong can come to that person's life. No bad can afflict that person after he leaves the bad himself. He's purified. Subhanallah. So these are points, my friends, that we need to hear and understand, that if we are sinning, and don't blame your tawbah, blame yourself that I myself wasn't right at the time of the tawbah, I wasn't honest in my tawbah. Don't blame your tawbah. Don't blame the intention of what you wanted to do. Blame yourself and your negative action and sins. Oh, okay, I'll leave the sins. If I don't leave now, I'll carry on for a little while, this and that. No. Person who's done tawbah, solid tawbah, 100% tawbah, that Allah, I present myself to you and I promised you I won't do this again. Then when he does proper tawbah, then in front of him, whenever any sin comes, he will shun them, leave them, kick them into touch. And his akhirah will be made. Wahid, one person, his akhirah will be good. Whoever has done tawbah, he's repented. His repentance was true, honest, 100%. From the depths of the heart, he was sincere. That's it. He will succeed. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and the destiny and naseeb to do solid, 100% true, honest tawbah. If we see that sins are attached to our life, we keep on sinning, we can't leave the sins, we can't cease the sins, after a few days we do wrong again, we go back to the wrong again, then consider we haven't done true tawbah. We are very far behind. Never accept we've done proper tawbah. If we still have the urge to sin and do wrong, etc., then make the intention, do tawbah again. There's still time. This time, then turn to Allah again, raju ila Allah, then do tawbah again, then ask your shaykh again, that I, due to my wrong, this is not the sign of wrong, that tawbah won't give you benefit, rather I didn't do it from my heart, and I had suppressed my heart, I didn't do proper tawbah. When a person does tawbah, man, woman, brother, sister, by the next morning the life should change and improve, the life should change for the better, change. Why? Because the earth, the heavens, the birds, the animals, everybody knows that person who's done tawbah, repented. And in the morning they'll say, he's not that man, he's the friend of Allah who's moving along, brothers. SubhanAllah. Do salam to him, salute him. The animals, the angels, they speak amongst each other. They're proud that the earth will be proud, that he's just trod on me. Wherever he sits down, the earth will be proud and give du'as. The mountain will say to the other mountain, proud, envy. SubhanAllah, that person who did tawbah just passed by me. SubhanAllah. And the life transforms, improves, quality of life improves. So we have to do this analysis, that rather than if we're not living the sins, we didn't do proper tawbah, the sins should have been removed, our tawbah should have benefited us. By the morning we should be removing the sins, doing better. Oh, I feel a hazrat, I do again this, I go back to the wrong, go and sit in front of the mirror again. People say this. The shisha, I want to smoke, yes? What do you call it? Shisha. Then the old friends, they come back to mind. Then that environment has come back to mind. We used to sit down and smoke shisha and inhale, and he remembers the old scenes because he didn't do true tawbah. So shaitan is reminding that person. Then that person will not succeed. So we need to make a stand firm after doing tawbah. Don't turn back. Don't look back. Tawbah is done. End of story. A person came to do tawbah and I said, will you keep the bed? He said, I'll keep the bed, subhanallah. I said, five times salah. He said, yes, salah will be there, I'll pray salah. Subhanallah. That he didn't even hesitate. I said, sunnah, tariqah, method. He said, yes, sunnah will be there. Totally everything, he said, it's happened. I accept. I said, everything's happened. He said, yeah, it's happened. You said it. I've taken your hand in the story. Subhanallah, mashallah. What a great statement. True tawbah, isn't it? This is proper tawbah. Yes, I'll try. Let's see here what we can do. And he's still got the hand in his hand. And from his mouth, he's not saying, but in the heart, he's saying, it's difficult, yara. That I have to do other actions. How can I leave the dunya? I have to do this, X, Y, Z. This is not tawbah. Doesn't matter. Even if you go to a kutub and take his hand, but there will be no effect. That the wali of Allah's effect takes place at that time, that the student wants to clean his heart and remove the defects. Allahu Akbar. It's not him who can do it. This is between Allah and the insan, the human being. Yes, but Allah Ta'ala gives the task to his friend. So let's wash our hearts, do proper tawbah, 100% repentance. If we're still doing sins, if we're still doing nonsense actions, wrong actions, then don't keep the deception in your heart. This is not tawbah, nor is Allah happy. No, can we get success from this? Successful is that person, tubu ilallah, tawbatan nasu, subhanallah.
سے ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے یا اللہ ہمارے صغیرہ و کبیرہ گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے دانشتہ غیر دانشتہ گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے بچپن میں گناہ کیے معاف فرما دے جوانی گناہ معاف فرما دے بڑھاپے گناہ معاف فرما دے یا اللہ والد پن میں گناہ کیے معاف فرما دے یا اللہ تو خبیر اور بصیر ہے ہماری ہر حالت کو جانتا ہے میرے مولا یا اللہ ہم سچے ہم سے سچی توبہ کرتے ہیں میرے مولا یا اللہ تو ہماری توبہ کو قبول فرما دے یا اللہ سچی توبہ کے ساتھ ہمیں موت نصیب فرما یا اللہ سچی توبہ کے ساتھ ہمیں موت نصیب فرما یا اللہ شر شیطان شر نفس نہ بچا یا اللہ ہمیں سچا اور سیدھا راستہ نصیب فرما ہدنا صراط المستقیم نصیب فرما اس پر استقامت نصیب فرما اے میرے مولا تمہاری مدد فرما ہم کمزور ہیں میرے مولا ہمیں اسلام پر قائم فرما یا اللہ ہم کمزور ہیں وہ سائے نصیب فرما جس سے ہم تیرے راستے پہ چل سکیں میرے مولا یا اللہ تو اپنے دوستوں کی محبت نصیب فرما یا اللہ اپنے پیاروں کی محبت نصیب فرما یا اللہ اچھے اعمال نصیب فرما یا اللہ اچھے اعمال نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمارا دن گزرے تو تیری یاد میں گزرے رات گزرے تو تیری یاد میں گزرے اے میرے مولا ہمیں سچا عاشق بنا دے یا اللہ ہمیں سچا عاشق بنا دے یا اللہ نبی بن ہمیں سچی محبت نصیب فرما دے یا اللہ اپنے سنتوں کو عاشق بنا دے یا اللہ ان کی سنتوں کو عاشق بنا دے اے میرے مولا حلال رزق کے دروازے کھول دے حرام کے سارے دروازوں کو بند فرما دے ہمارے اولادوں کو نیک کر دے سہلا کر دے یا اللہ ہمارے گھروں میں سکون نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمارے گھروں میں سکون نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمارے گھروں میں سکون نصیب فرما اللہ لڑائی جھگڑوں سے ہمیں دور فرما دے یا اللہ لڑائی جھگڑوں سے ہمیں دور فرما دے فسادوں سے دور فرما دے یا اللہ ہماری زبان کی حفاظت نصیب فرما نگاہوں کی حفاظت نصیب فرما یا اللہ گناہوں کے سارے ذرائع و سائل ختم فرما دے اے میرے مولا تو ہمارا نام اپنے محبوبین میں رکھ لے اللہ اپنے محبت کرنے والوں میں رکھ لے اے میرے مولا کوئی چیز بھی تیرے سے دکھ مشکل نہیں میرے مولا یا کریم تمہاری زندگیوں کو بدل دے ہماری حالتوں کو بدل دے ہمارے دلوں کو بدل دے اے میرے مولا اپنے حبیب کے صدقے سے ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش کر دے یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش کر دے یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش کر دے یا اللہ جو لوگ وہ پریشان حال ان کی پریشانی کو دور فرما. یا اللہ جو بیمار ان کی بیماری کو دور فرما, جنہوں نے اپنے بیماروں کے لیے دعا کے لیے کہا میرے مولا ان کے حق میں دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. یا اللہ جو بے اولاد ہیں ان کو اولاد نصیب فرما. یا اللہ جو اولاد نرینا چاہتے ہیں ان کو عطا فرما. یا اللہ تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. یا اللہ بار بار ذکر کے ہمیں ہلکے نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ذکر کے رستے پہ ہمیں چلنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ذکر کے رستے میں ہم سخت نصیب فرما. اے میرے مولا سستیاں دور فرما, آخرت کی چستی نصیب فرما. وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد و آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین. سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ.